sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on the
way. This is probably one of the most exciting games of the weekend. And that's saying a lot because you had a whole lot of excitement going on.
Yeah, it was right? Just a crazy, crazy weekend. This weekend did disappoint.
Not at all.
You almost had the visiting team sweep almost. So start off Saturday, Bengals beating the Titans by a field goal. Then the 49ers beat the Packers by a field goal. And the Rams held on to beat the Bucs by a field goal.
By a field goal. Yeah.
Then a field goal sent this game into overtime. And the Chiefs were able to capitalize on it. And I think there needs to be a change in the overtime rules for the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like both teams should get a possession, even if it is a touchdown.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, at least in the playoffs. I mean, keep it the same way you have it in the regular season. But in the playoffs, I think both teams should get it.
And then sudden death after that.
And then go do or die after that. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But at least have a chance to answer when you have that.
Yeah. But I mean, it is what it is. It's too late to change it now. Any Bills fans out there, I feel for you.
Sorry, Joseph. Sorry, Joe.
We have state Love fans that have been here. You know, so we know what it's like. But, I mean, great game by the Bills. I mean, everything set aside, you know, it's just phenomenal. I mean, great game all around.
But, yeah, the Bills played well. The Chiefs played well. You know, it wasn't like some of the other games. But this is probably – I think we're in that era, like we were worried, like, oh, what's going to happen next with the quarterbacks, you know, when Brady retires, when Breeze retires, when Aaron Rodgers is on the back end, you know, no more Ben Roethlisberger, you know, Russell Wilson, we don't know what's going to happen with him and all this. And it's like all these exciting guys we watch for all this time. And then here comes the new crop. It's just, you're going to have Mahomes, you're going to have Allen, you're going to have Joe Burrow now. If the coaching situation can improve, you're going, you know, out there in Los Angeles, you got Justin Herbert, another guy who's going to be exciting to watch. I think it's Jalen Hurts. And then, you know, if Justin Fields can figure it out, he's got that same potential where he could be a fun guy to watch. But
he kind of depends on what's going to happen with the coaching decision in Chicago.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, the NFL quarterback situation is in good hands. I mean, with what you have just on display today. I mean, with Mahomes and Josh Allen, Stafford still got a few years left.
Yep.
You know, Brady still can play for another 20. So I mean,
I'm pretty sure Brady will still be playing in the last year of the NFL, whenever that is.
Yeah.
30-62
Yeah, a lot of people give Garoppolo crap. You know, they give him a hard time. But I mean, he's serviceable when necessary.
He did what he had to do to get his team down where they needed to be. And at the end of the day,
Joe Burrow's, you know, pretty much solidified that comeback player of the year thing.
Oh yeah.
After yesterday's game,
doubt.
I mean, he was sacked like what, 9 times. And they were able to still pull off and win the game.
Hold on, we'll go to that real quick. So Bengals Titans, right? Tennessee had 3 turnovers since he had 1. Joe Burrow went 28 for 37 for 348 yards. Jamar Chase was 5 for 109. Tennessee had 9 sacks, 8 tackles for loss on 13 QB hits.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow kept getting up. And he still won the game. Evan McPherson, like, you know, Martin Gramatica, shades of that.
Dude, that dude's automatic. I mean,
clutch, and he kicked off the weekend of kicks, kicking to win games in the kick, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there's a quote out there that he, as soon as they got in the field goal range and they were sending him out there, that he told everybody as they were coming off, he goes, "Looks like we're going to the AFC Championship, boys." And, you know, went out and kicked the field goal.
I love the swagger.
Yeah, he got the cojones and he got the foot to prove it. So, I mean, it was definitely an exciting game yesterday in that. Not so much for me because I had the Titans and the Packers both picked, and my Super Bowl picks were destroyed by 10 o'clock last night.
So. Yeah, I had I had to pick Cincinnati and Dallas, so I'm better at football.
Yeah, you still got one left.
I still got one left, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, I mean, the Titans Bengals game, it was just you had two pretty good defenses. I mean, the Bengals defense is probably the most underrated defense that's in the playoffs, next to the Raiders. But I think the Bengals defense is just a little bit. They're good enough where they're going to be able to carry you to the championship.
Honestly, the worst defenses are in the AFC right now. I mean, with the Chiefs and the Bengals, you don't know what's going to happen with Tyrann Mathieu. He's going to make it back from that concussion for next week's game.
Yeah, the Bills played terrible defense to end the game. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs defense suspect. So, I mean, that gives the Bengals a chance on that end if their defense can step up a little bit. Because, like you said, they are a little on the underrated part. But you know, they former Saints players, they got Eli Apple in the back. We're familiar with him. Trey Henderson, we're familiar with him. And I mean, if those guys can light it up like they have been in the past couple games,
you got Trey Flowers Samaje Perine.
You got to remember that the Bengals beat the Chiefs in week 17.
Always a danger.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Bengals just beat the Chiefs in week 17. So, I mean,
it's going to be a revenge game. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the 49ers Packers. Way to blow it.
Hold on. Let me throw that up there. I agree, Ed. It is difficult to beat Mahomes, but like I just said a few seconds ago, week 17. The Bengals did just that. So anything can happen. I know the playoffs are different than the regular season, but I mean, they have the formula. They know how to do it. They just need to go out and actually make it happen. So I'm sorry. Yeah. What you were going to say there?
No. I was just saying that with the Packers and 49ers, the 49ers defense won this game. There's just no two ways about it. The 49ers defense is a special unit. They're the best defense left in the playoffs. And yes, I'm saying that over the Rams right now. They held Green Bay to 10 points in the snow in their home stadium, where I think Green Bay in January is probably the greatest tactical advantage in football.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't use their running game to go to their advantage. They kept trying to throw the ball.
No, they did. Aaron Jones had 170 total yards.
Yes, but when it came down to it, right? When it came down to it, they didn't.
Now they only had 67 on the ground. That is both, and they were the. Between Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel, they almost cracked 100, but they got 106 on San Francisco's side. So, again, in a game you would think would be more of a rushing game, neither team could really move the ball because the front lines were that. I think it was more San Francisco's offensive line that prevented them from running the ball well, and it was San Francisco's defensive line that prevented the Packers from running it well. Drew.
I'm going to agree with you. This is probably the best weekend of football we've seen in a very long time.
Yes.
So, I mean, like I said,
every game was phenomenal.
Coming up next week.
This was so much better than last week. Ed, I think you might be right. It might be the 49ers over the Rams. I am hoping that, honestly. and Josh Allen definitely played one hell of a game.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills have a bright future with him in the lead right now. And I know, Amy, I know that's going to be hard for you to accept, but the Patriots are going to have a rough go with the Bills in the AFC East for the next few years. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I think I posted this yesterday, but I truly believe that you saw Aaron Rodgers' last game in a Packer uniform yesterday.
I think so, too. I think if he lost, he was leaving.
The way that game ended, I just don't see him coming back for another year.
Well, he also said,
at least in Green Bay,
he also said that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. You know, he said that in the post game. And yeah. I can understand that because he doesn't have much time left, you know, as far as football careers go. So he wants to go somewhere where he's going to have a chance to win a championship the next 2 years. And
yeah, I had an argument with somebody today. They were saying, well, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to be at Denver. And I'm like,
no.
How many more years are y'all going to keep denying that Denver's still rebuilding some?
Why would he go to Denver? There's so many other places he could go where he could win now.
Where do I think Rodgers is going to go? His comment Pittsburgh. About not wanting to be part of a rebuild, Pittsburgh. That's going to be difficult.
He's going to Pittsburgh. He's going to Pittsburgh. Yeah,
they probably have the best setup there with the receivers they have.
And that's
the
all defense. They need.
You put him. yeah.
Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, Najee Harris. You got a decent offensive line, and you got one of the best defenses in the AFC. Consistently.
Yeah, I can see that as probably the top landing spot for him right now. Or maybe even San Francisco, because you know how they feel about Garoppolo.
Let's see what happens. No, Jimmy G stays Aaron if they Rodgers. Win this.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is from that area. If Jimmy G, the only way Jimmy G stays is if they win. If they lose and it's on him, he's out. And they could bring in Rodgers for that, you know, to put him in over that hump.
Well, it's just going to depend on who's got the money. Honestly, Rodgers is not going to be cheap.
It's not going to be the Saints. So y'all can forget about that. I mean, we're like $60 million over the cap right now, headed into the offseason. So
yeah, we can take about $40 million of that, just in restructure. But it hurt to see the Packers go out like that after their season, and after Rodgers was so good going into it. I mean, you weren't going to throw in that weather, dude. You saw the snow was so heavy. Everything was just, like, ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Give me Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing my number 9 jersey. I know y'all can't really see it, but, you know, I don't have a Burrow jersey, so I had to go with the next best thing I had with the number 9 on it. So, yeah, I mean, look, I want Burrow to win it. I'm not confident it's going to be this year. I would love it to happen. I would love them to beat the Chiefs so we could get that old school, you know, 1980s style, you know, Bengals versus the Niners. That would be amazing. So, you know, that's the matchup I'm hoping for right now.
Yeah, I think that would be fun too. And I would be okay with Brady. Be okay with the Rams too, you know, whoever it would be. But I think I just don't know if the 49ers can beat the Rams 3 times in the same season. They have owned them the last few years, and this is a monkey for McVay. And so let's go to that one real quick, because like the Rams just they turned it on, man. And look, Tom almost pulled off the 28-3, right? That almost happened again.
All right, Ed. Have a good one, man. Good luck at work tomorrow, man.
Yes.
Look, here's the Rams' problem. They play 3 great quarters of football, and they've done this consistently throughout the year. They show up for 3 quarters of football. We don't know the order of those 3 quarters. But that one that they take off always allows that other team to make a comeback.
Yes.
And you know, and puts that other team in to where they really shouldn't be in there. I mean, this game is close. You won by a field goal, but you had them 27-3 headed into the fourth quarter.
24-3.
No, 27-3.
Was it 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 27-3. Yep. Wow.
Headed into the, I'm sorry, it was 27-13. Headed into the third, into the fourth quarter. And you just allowed them to come back and come back and come back and keep going.
Yeah.
And that's something the Rams have done over and over again. You saw a fold against the Niners in week 18. You know, you saw it throughout the, you know, that little hump they had in the season where they let them, where they lost that little stretch. It was games coming back. And they just consistently done that same thing. Now, I don't think you can do that against the Niners. Not again.
No, no.
So they have to figure out how to make it happen without that end of the,
without
end of the game.
Without a lame quarter. And here's the thing. Like, look, everybody kind of did their part, right? The studs did their thing. Cooper Kupp was 9 for 183 for a touchdown. Odell Beckham had 6 for 69 yards, right? Higbee had 4 grabs for 50. Akers ran well enough, 24 carries for 48 yards. Matthew Stafford
even
got
a... The four turnovers was deadly, man.
The four turnovers was ridiculous.
Cooper Kupp fumbling when he did, Cam Akers in the fourth quarter.
To be minus two and still win this game is...
That's a testament to your defense, you know? I mean, the fact that you were able to win that game having four turnovers, you know, when everybody says you lose a turnover battle, you lose the game. And that wasn't the case today. But, I mean, your playmakers came up and they almost cost you that game. They were so close to being the reason that you lost this game.
And, I mean, look, Fournette had over 100 yards. Gronk had 85. Evans had 119 with a score, right? Tampa came on when they needed to come on. If Data had, you know, any more scoring in that first half, we'd have been looking at a tie. So, and going into overtime. And to see Tom go out like this, it was a little...
I liked it.
Yeah, I mean...
I think
it was good because he was getting frustrated and was like cussing everybody out on the field. Got a flag for it. Makes me wonder what exactly he said to get a flag. Like, what does Tom Brady have to say to get a flag? Like, so, I mean, it's just
–
now, here's the thing. Matthew Stafford has been playing outstanding football.
Which scares me. Okay,
outstanding football. I told you he's this good. I told you he's this good.
Yes, but what scares me about this is he's due for that shit game. And
I think that monkey's off his back and he's riding. He's in the zone.
I don't know.
I think he's gonna take this and he's gonna take losing to San Francisco twice, and he's not gonna and this is on Sean McVay too, right? He hasn't beaten San Francisco in 3 seasons.
No.
So
exactly. It's like the same thing.
And look, Sean McVay is 36 years old. The youngest head coach ever in the NFL. And the guy already has Super Bowl caliber teams constantly, right? Got to win.
But this is it. I mean, if they don't make it this year, they're done.
Right, but he's 36. He's got another 20 to 30 years in the league. Like, Andy Reid's what, almost 80?
Yeah, but he does, but the Rams don't. Like, that's the thing. The Rams
this
are in
Rams
on
team?
It this year.
Yeah, this
they
is
don't
it.
Make
this
it,
is it. Yeah.
This is it for this round of the Rams. I mean, they'll have to go through a small rebuild to get back to that caliber. I say small. You're looking at 2, maybe 3 seasons at the most. And that's if the fan base and the owners stick around with him at that. I mean, you're looking at a rebuild if they don't make it this year. I mean, even if they do make it this year, you're still looking at a rebuild.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's okay. You know, every team has to, like we did that last year, we built to win. We didn't win.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, the Rams. Anyway, let's talk about the final ones, right? Okay, so you got Cincinnati at Kansas City, and then you're going to have... Is it San Francisco is going to be at the Rams?
The Niners at the Rams, yes, because the Rams won at the division.
Yeah, the Rams were at the division. So the only divisional teams to win, you know, you almost had the wild card teams get it, which would have been crazy.
Well, I mean, no.
Almost.
No, Buffalo won their division. Kansas City won their division. Cincy won their division. Rams won their division. The only one that didn't
is San Francisco.
The only wild card is the Niners.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, you had the Rams with the opportunity to be the second team to play the Super Bowl at their home stadium again. So, I mean, you're looking at that as a possibility. You know, we'll see if the NFL allows that to happen again. And I say that because I'm really in the hardcore believing that the refs make the decisions on the field right now, and they've proven it over and over again.
I can't deal with this. I just can't.
You know, I mean, that's Tootsie's pet peeve right now is he believes the NFL is rigged, and I'm starting to come along to that same line
of
thought.
They don't need to do much else than have the refs make one or two calls a game or miss one or two calls a game to get the outcomes they want, because the teams are actually pretty, you know, at the end of the day, they can be pretty good teams. Tiny.
Yeah, these teams match up very well. I mean, like I said, the Bengals just beat the Chiefs. So that, I mean, we already know that matchup can happen well. And that game came down to the wire with a field goal by McPherson on the last play of the game. So, I mean, we know that game's going to be tough. And then we know that the Rams and the Niners, because we've seen it already twice this season, that's going to be a really good game too. So, I mean, this week was probably the best, and next week will probably be the second best.
Yeah. You couldn't ask for a better ending to all the games. Like you were saying earlier, right? You could watch the last 2 minutes of every game, and you watch the best parts of football. Yeah. I mean, the game here, Jesus, three lead changes in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Four,
I mean,
four if you count the
three, they scored three touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. So, I mean,
that's
you
nuts.
Know what was going on. You got to see some phenomenal football. But yeah, I mean, if I got to pick games out of this week, because I don't have any horses left in the race, I'm going to go with the Niners and you know what? I'm going to join on your team. I'm going to go with the Bengals. The Niners and the Bengals.
I think the Rams. I'm going to take the Rams and the Bengals this week.
Yeah.
Because I love Patrick Mahomes. I think he's probably the greatest player of this generation of quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, look.
With Josh Allen right on his heels
and
Joe Burrow.
Now, but like I said, you're going to have him, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow. You know,
and maybe Justin Herbert. We don't know yet. Like, he's still very good.
We had Brady versus Manning. Yeah, we had Brady versus Manning before, but now it's like we have Mahomes versus Allen versus Burrow versus Herbert. You know, you got four really good quarterbacks all in the AFC, very close in those divisions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be
look, Lamar Jackson, I don't think we've seen his best football yet either.
No, but like I said, he's that running style quarterback, and those days are short. If he can come back from his injuries next year, you know, he can join back into that conversation.
Yeah.
He has that level.
Now, I will
of
say this. Remember how we did our top 10 quarterbacks in the modern era? Like, I think Allen and Mahomes just inched their way into there.
Well, I mean, I already had Mahomes in there. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but.
You did?
You know.
I told you, I said he gets to the playoffs again this year. Yeah, I'll put him in. Cha-cha.
Of course, I did that to keep Rodgers out at 10.
Yes,
but,
that's what
you
did. That's what you did.
Just hate. But you know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers, and I'm even happier that we're not going to see him in the black and gold.
It's honestly probably another, like, we're going to have to start a whole another window, a time frame, right? Because we went from the 1994. We're going to have to shift like to 2000 forward. Because
I like the cat following your hands back and forth right now. It's good. That's some high quality podcasting we got going on right now.
No podcat, tiny podcat.
Yeah.
It's just you've got so much to do in the offseason for some of these teams too. So let's talk about the cats that didn't make it. Okay, so the Bills, what do they need to improve next year?
Defense and running game. They need a solid running back, and they could use a few more players on defense to solidify that backfield.
Yes,
I mean they have a great front. Front, defensive front. Okay. Mm. Those guys on the line, they do the job. They put the pressure, but they need the guys in the back to step up. So they need a couple cornerbacks or a safety, and they need a new running back.
Yep. Then you've got the Bucks, who are going to be financially in a rough spot next year.
The Bucks are going to be decimated. I think if the only way that that team stays where they are is if
everybody takes a pay cut
and everybody else takes a pay cut. Yeah. I mean, that's really the only way. If Brady decides to retire, it's going to be a long road for the Bucks to come back.
Yeah. There's a few good quarterbacks who could be out there, but I just don't know if Brady retires after this year. I think they had too good of a year. Like he said when he was with the Patriots, you know, it's like, I'll retire when I suck. He hasn't sucked yet.
I mean, he's still doing it, yeah.
He doesn't suck. I mean, the Titans, what do the Titans need to do?
Their defense
was solid.
They need to get out of their own
running back play was good. I think it's quarterback.
I mean, look, I think
it's quarterback.
But the problem with Tannehill is the same thing you have with Garoppolo, right? He's either on or he's off. And if he's having that up and down game, he's not going to win it for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tannehill to me is in that lower half of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you need a guy who's going to be in that top 12 to take you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, with my thoughts on the way the quarterback is going to work in the offseason with this big carousel we're going to have, them moving around, the Titans would do good to throw their hat in the ring to try to bring one in.
I think they could, like, okay, so I could see both the Titans and the Steelers going after Tyler Huntley. I don't know if Tennessee might be able to get Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I think having A.J. Brown there is a big draw. But if he would probably bring Davante Adams with him.
The thing I feel about Aaron Rodgers, though, it's a one and done. I mean, you're getting 1 year, possibly two out of him.
Nobody's going to sign him for a year.
I think
they're
going
to give him 3 to 5.
But I think we're looking at Brett Favre when he went to the Jets, and then he went to the Vikings, and then he retired.
Finally. Yeah, I don't think this is that. No.
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers still has a hell of a lot of good football left in him. More than Tom Brady.
It would be a Green Bay thing to do. Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. It's gonna depend on what they do in the offseason and honestly how they draft. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't see another top tier offensive talent, I think he is gone. If he doesn't see maybe a little bit of improvement there on the offensive line, I think he's gone. So
I think he's done in Green Bay. That's just me. I mean,
Green Bay is another team. Their cap space is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think that's a fair thing for Green Bay. I mean, their defense has shown up when it needs to. So I mean, you can always get better on defense, right? That's just.
I mean, everybody should always look to be adding another cornerback.
But their offense this year is kind of what's carried them. And then, you know, losing it the way they did with a lackluster offense. I mean, you hold your opponent to 13 points. You should be able to win that football game with the Green Bay offense.
Well, Green Bay's Achilles heel this year has always been their special teams, right?
Yeah.
And
that's what happened
in this game. They had the punt block. They had a field goal block. And then
the touchdown was the only thing that kept San Francisco in
the Niners in the game.
Yeah.
But then when the Niners are going for the field goal at the end, they only had 10 guys out on the field for the block. You didn't even have your full field goal team out. So, I mean, special teams has been a weakness. So maybe what they need to do is fire their special teams coach and bring in someone else. And maybe that'll help them get over that hump.
I'm just not sure if we're looking at a rebuilding Green Bay next year. Or not? That's the biggest question for them.
I think we are, and I think that's why he says he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild.
Yeah. I mean, the other teams, you know, let's see, we're going to go wild card weekend real quick. So Patriots, young team, they just need some.
They just need experience. They're going to get the play out of Mac Jones.
Yep.
but they need to get him a couple another good receiver on the back end. They could stand for some. Do I think the Rams winning today save McVay's job? I think McVay is safe for the next couple years. I already thought he was safe for the next couple years. I don't think he was on the major.
I would have said that if he lost in the wild card round, yes, he would have been in danger.
I mean, it's possible, but I mean that team they went all in on the Super Bowl or bust this year. I mean, with the draft picks they got rid of, you know, spending the money they spent on the guys. So, I mean they have to win it. I mean, if you're gonna do all of that and you're gonna spend it, you have to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean that's just it. I mean, you gave up your future to win it now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the Cardinals, they're a team that's just going to have to get a lot better offensively. They need a better line. They need a little more help on defense. Steelers are going to have to get a new quarterback, but once they have a new quarterback, it's going to be humming.
Well, back to the Cardinals. You know that scene in Temple of Doom where Short Round is driving the cab and he has those blocks on his feet?
Yes.
They need to get a couple of those for Kyler Murray.
Ouch.
That would help them.
Ouch. Ouch. Drew Brees is not happy with that comment.
I mean, he's shorter than Drew Brees.
All right, so Cowboys. How can the Cowboys improve in the offseason? Ooh, pick me. Fire McCarthy.
They could fire.
Fire McCarthy.
Fire McCarthy. They could sell the team. Jerry Jones could fire himself as general manager. That would probably be the first smart move he would make.
I think his kids just kind of need to like put him in a timeout and say, look, Dad, give us a year. We'll get you to Super Bowl. If we get you to the Super Bowl, you step down.
Yeah.
If not, you continue to ruin the team until you die. I don't care which.
I mean, look at it. They probably had one of the best defenses in the playoffs this year.
They were really good
into it. You know,
I still don't think they were as good as San Francisco or the.
You know what?
They were about equal with the Rams.
Besides Byron McCarthy, besides Jerry Jones stepping down as general manager, they need to let Ezekiel Elliott go and quit with all excuses of I had a torn this or I pulled this and that's why I played like I played. You need to go out and they need to draft another running back and they. You know, second or third round, somebody that they can
I think the money you save from Ezekiel Elliott cutting him loose, that is better than keeping him and not having that money to improve your team.
The problem is his contract is not friendly either way. It's not friendly if they keep him. It's not friendly if they cut him. So they're basically stuck with him. Unless they can trade him off and have somebody else take over, but
or restructure. A restructure is in the cards, but it has to be. But I think it needs to be clear to him that if they cut him, no other team is going to pay him starting top five money. Like that's not happening again.
No, he's not.
You got
he's
it
not
this
even
past
paid.
Time, but you're not going to get it next time. And he's just not a top five, top ten back that he was. Now this is his best year in a long time. This is his best year since. Keep talking.
That's pretty sad that this was his best year in the last few seasons. But I mean, he's just not the guy. I mean, Tony Pollard to me outran him, outplayed him. So I think that the Cowboys should be smart enough to drop away from Zeke and let Tony Pollard take the reins. And
I mean, Tony Pollard had 719 yards. Rushing, and then Elliott had over 1,000 this year. Okay,
yeah,
so
but when it comes down to it, I mean, you had 1,800 yards on the ground, right? But I mean,
look, he's been right at or above the 1,000 mark yard his whole career. Okay, so
for the money that you're paying him, he should be 1,500. He should be Derrick Henry level running.
He should be.
Derrick Henry led the league in rushing to like week 12, and he didn't play for 5 weeks before that. You know, it took Jonathan Taylor that long.
I mean, if you combine his rushing and receiving, he's closer to 1,500 every year. But I just feel like he just hasn't been that guy when you need him.
He's right? not getting in the end. What's his touchdowns look like? I mean, you have his stats up, right?
So what's his touchdowns every year?
Because I don't feel like he's in the end.
Going from 2016 to this year in order. 15, 7, 6, 12, 6, 10. So again, when your rookie year is your best year, and same thing with yardage, right? 1,600 yards his rookie year. He has gotten a little bit better as receiver as time has gone on, but again, he peaked in 2018, right, where he had 1,400 yards.
Zeke would fit better with someone like Kamara.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think he's better. I think he's a much better 1-2 running back. He's not a Derrick Henry. He's not Dalvin Cook. He's not.
Yeah. He would be the two part.
Aaron Jones.
He would be the two part in that. And yes, Andrew, I agree. He is not the impact player that he once was.
And that's a fair. That's a fair assessment. That's a fair assessment.
He hasn't been that since his rookie year, and he would be better fitted in a running scheme like the Saints have with Kamara and Ingram or Kamara and Murray. You know, when they did that thing.
Podcast.
You know, he would need to be the second part of that 1-2 punch. And, you know, I hope maybe that's what they'll do. We'll see. But the Cowboys, like I said, Mike McCarthy got to go and Jerry Jones needs to step down as GM.
Eagles.
They just need to quit. I don't like the Eagles. They just need to quit playing football.
I think they need some help offensively. They need at least another receiver or two. I think running back wise, they're good, but they're not.
Around.
They had a great Eagles, back half of the season.
Yeah, they came around in the second half of the season. Can they build on that? A few pieces here. Their running game was a strong suit of that team, and I mean the Bucs were able to stop that because of their front seven and their defense. So they need to have what's the quarterback?
Justin
Fields,
Jalen Hurts. Well, look, Hurts threw for 3,000 yards. Hurts
develop,
and he rushed.
He needs to develop into more of a passer.
Yeah,
and so they need to go after a wide receiver. Need to let Jalen Reagor go.
Devonta Smith. I like Dallas Goedert. Like you said, Reagor. They let Ertz go, so that's gone. But I mean, they still have Miles Sanders, who's a great running back. You got Jordan Howard hanging the wings, but Boston Scott and Kenny Gainwell both came on when you needed them this year, especially Boston Scott. This is just a little bit more, maybe a little bit of improvement on the line because their defense is good enough. All right. The Eagles had a pretty good defense this year. They always have a good defense, right? You got Fletcher Cox, you got all those guys. You're going to make impact plays and that defense is going to keep you in the game when you need them. And it's going to give your offense
like
a chance.
Like I said, they needed more of a passing game to be a complete team. And that would be a receiver, you know, and develop Hurts into more of a passer. And I know that's not his game. And I know that's detrimental to someone like him, but he needs to be a passer.
Look what happened with Kyler Murray.
And I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you on that. But with what they spent on him in the draft, I think they have to go with him for another couple of years before they bounce him out, unless they just go straight to the carousel that's going to happen in the offseason.
Because it will be a carousel.
I'm hoping that comes through. I mean, I would be very disappointed if no quarterbacks move position. It would really disappoint
that
me.
That would be the ultimate troll of the offseason. Last but not least, I'll put the Raiders and the Chargers in the same conversation because you've got that was a tie away from both teams making it. So,
okay, I'm gonna start with the Chargers. The Chargers need to get better on defense.
Yes, or more consistent.
They're there on offense. They need to be more consistent on defense. So, add another good.
The offense was a little inconsistent this year, though. But
that had a lot to do with the defense. When you're playing from behind or when you're playing whatever because your defense is not doing what they need to do, it makes you a little one-dimensional.
I mean, let's see. Yeah, I mean, their offense really didn't.
So maybe another receiver for Herbert to throw to, because I think Eckler is the answer as long as he stays healthy. They hit a stretch when Eckler was out. That's when they lost a couple of their games. Mm-hmm. So another maybe a good backup running back for Eckler, another good receiver, and a cornerback, I think, would be a good idea for them.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Jackson's not bad. I think he did a good enough job while Eckler was out, but
no,
Eckler's
but
just a different. He's a different. Eckler's definitely your RB1 for a good reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm. I agree, Andrew. That's what I'm saying. When they were playing catch up a lot, and that's
why a I think fair they need assessment.
More improvement on their defense than on their offense. But I mean, you can always stand to pick up another running back, another receiver. You know, just to hit them maybe later in the draft, 4, 5, and 6 in the draft area. But yep. they would do better going one, you know, defense on 1 and 2. Maybe an offensive lineman. I don't know. I never liked the offensive line pick. They're just not sexy, but they're necessary.
Very necessary. And then the Raiders, man. They were a victim more of injuries too this year, I think, because you had Darren Waller was out for like half the year. Josh Jacobs had some injuries.
Yes, but they were more of a victim of their own stupidity, right? So, I mean, you had the Gruden getting fired thing. I mean, however you feel about that, you know, that's on you. Gruden getting fired, that was detrimental to what they had going on. And then Ruggs driving 110 miles an hour.
150.
Killing a girl, you know, whatever it was, killing a girl on the thing, on the strip. You know, that's not good. And then you had another receiver do the same thing right before the playoff, right?
Yeah.
For the rest of the DUI. So, I mean, there's a lot of young players on that team that need to grow up. Obviously, they're going to need a receiver next year or two. You know, and then what's going to happen with Derek Carr? I mean, is he going to be?
Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Who's going to coach them?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much talking about that. I mean, and then the coaching situation. I mean, we're going to find out, you know, in the next couple of weeks, once the season's over, how everything's going to fall, how those dominoes are going to fall.
Eric Bieniemy will not be a head coach next year. I will tell you that. Nobody wants to give the Chiefs 2 picks. Nobody. And that's stupid. Troy Vincent and his stupid rules.
Yeah, well, we know how you feel about that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You know, I agree.
We're going to fight racism. We're going to fight racism, and we're going to fight for more black head coaches. So we put in a rule in place that basically disincentivizes teams from hiring a black head coach. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, from successful programs. Like, come on.
There you go. Okay. You said it right there. I mean, so Bieniemy's way to become a head coach would be to quit, and then he would be a head coach.
I don't know if that's how it works. That's a plan.
I mean, that's how he could be a head coach. You know,
he would have to quit, or they would have to fire him. I don't know. It depends on his contract, honestly.
We want to hire you, but you need to quit.
No, but if I'm the Chiefs, yeah. I'm going to be a dick about it. And like, no, you're not doing that. We're getting our draft picks if you go somewhere else. You know, like,
I mean, the Chiefs are allowing him to interview. So, I mean, it's going to be what it's going to be. Speaking of that, I mean, coaching changes. We're at that lovely time of year where we got to listen to the national media talk about Sean Payton. The new one this year is he's leaving, or he has a massive TV contract that he's going to be setting up to go commentate or do something. That's the one that came out today. So it's
I didn't even want to talk about it because I think it's just static. So, it's static.
It's every year. I mean, and then to listen, I mean, jumping on Facebook pages, you know, having conversations with some fans like, oh, yeah, we definitely need a coaching change.
No.
I mean, have you seen football?
No.
Do you know what's going on? Have you watched a game this year? The fact the Saints were even in the opportunity to be in the playoffs at the juncture when it was
just
because of the coaching from Sean Payton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Dennis Allen is up for, you know, he's interviewed for a couple coaching positions, mainly Chicago. I think it was the last place I heard. But that allows if that would happen,
that's actually Mike Zimmer, decent. I think for the first time in a long time, there are more coaches than there are vacancies. Like more good coaches who would be good head coaches than there are vacancies.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, for the first time in a long time.
Dennis Allen will get his second chance somewhere else. I think that time he spent in
Dan Quinn.
Oakland is just not it. Dan Quinn's going to end up somewhere. But if that does happen,
I think Dan Quinn would be a better fit in Chicago than Dennis Allen.
Well, I mean,
but personally, I want to see Byron Leftwich there. He's got the right kind of players where his style of ball would work.
I think with the players he had with in Chicago, I think Dennis Allen would be a great fit on for that defense.
Oh yeah,
you know, Team Hicks and why can't I never remember his name? He didn't play this year; he was hurt for most of the season. But you know, he was with the Raiders. They traded him to the Bears.
Oh yeah, Khalil Mack.
There you go, Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks. That would be a phenomenal fit for Dennis Allen. So. We'll see.
Roquan Smith,
we got a lot of
Danny Trevathan, Robert Quinn.
Yeah.
God, the defense is so, Deuce Daly. Good Lord. Forgot how scary that team is. But yeah.
That's all I got about this weekend.
Yeah, we'll get to the coaching stuff later on because that's gonna start coming up after the Super Bowl. That's like the next big thing the coaches. And
once those guys land in spots, we'll get there and we'll start talking about them. But right now, I mean, it's all hearsay. You don't know what's going to happen. And Sean Payton's headed to Dallas. So we're, at that lovely time of year.
Hush, don't you speak.
So, dude, it's been that way for the last 10 seasons. You know?
I don't have any doubt he's going to stay. There's just no.
But
after this season,
all right, guys.
There's no reason for him to leave. It's all upside next year. All right, guys. Well. Yeah. I think that's going to do
that's it
for us.
Today.
Yeah. Thanks for your stuff around the whole hour. Appreciate you.
Yeah, we'll come at y'all next week after the championship games and let you know who's playing for the Super Bowl and give you our updates on that and who we think is going to win out of the final two.
All right, guys. So,
that's all we got. Deuces.
It's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch.